What's up, After Buzzers? It's This Is Us time. And this week, we had a lot to talk about. We got some history about Jack. We got some more flashbacks with Miguel. And we get to see a little road trip. So stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Look like
a movie. Who's going to sing it? Who's going to do it? Like oh, Lena, your voice is amazing.
Are you kidding me? I sound like a cat dying when I sing.
We felt like this song would be appropriate.
Kate killed this, though. I'm not going to lie.
She did.
I'm not going to lie. Voice.
Listen, I'm going to be in a Adelegram for Halloween. I figured it out. Adelegram.
She did look like really, really good as Adele. It sounded beautiful.
She should keep that look up. I liked it.
I liked the pinkish hair.
Yeah.
I didn't know Adele had pink hair, but sure,
totally
let's go with it.
Let's go with it.
I was like, what is she doing with the pink blonde
hair? Oh, wait, was she trying to do red? Maybe that's what was going on.
But what's up, guys? Thanks so much. We could go talk about Adele for hours and hours on end, but we're going to hop right into this week's episode. We have a new face on
what's
the panel.
What's up, everyone?
And he's a permanent face on the panel.
I am. Back on. Oh,
listen, our way of hazing is offering you a tissue.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
And putting you next to Candace, because all she does is cry every episode.
This is true. I did cry. Did you all see me cry?
I did. I was like, oh, my God. Because when you cry, I want to cry.
You missed it. You missed my tears. Don't lie.
I swear to God, I was watching you.
No, I know you missed them because of last season. You haven't seen them a lot this season.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I missed them today.
So
we're only episode five.
Yeah. What do we have, like 13 more to go? 18 episodes?
I think so, yeah. No, it's 13. So we got how many more? Math? Anybody?
Eight.
Thank you.
I went to school. I went to college.
Yes. Well, my name is Candace Cruz. Yes. Go ahead and introduce yourself again.
Hey, what's up, beautiful people? It's your boy, Danny Royce.
And I'm Lena Nori.
Hey guys, I'm Paris Rose, and I'm watching the live chat. I'm tuning in. I see you guys with the prediction, so keep chatting away.
I figured we should do that because we could keep going on without introducing ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm sure you guys watch every week, but we just like to throw that
And by the way,
there.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
I go back and I read some of the commentary. I'm like, we need to put them on the panel.
Yeah, right?
Some of their commentary is better than ours.
The predictions that you guys were finding earlier when you were looking through everything.
Mm. So anyways, we love you guys at home. Thank you guys.
Great job,
for
guys.
The likes, the comments, the time.
True.
All of it. Right? So much. Well, we're going to kind of break it down this week about by couples. We're going to go by Toby and Kate, and then we're going to hit up Randall and Beth, and then we're going to go on over to Kevin and Zoe. And then into the flashbacks. So.
And Mystery Woman.
Yeah.
And dun, dun, Mystery dun. Woman. So you guys won't want to miss any of it. So keep watching all the way through. But I feel like it was appropriate to start with Toby and Kate because of
big news.
I agree.
And the episode was titled Toby. We learned a lot about Toby.
Yes.
And he's the one character that's been fairly elusive throughout the entire show.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Toby's one of my favorite characters on the show, hands down, just because he's such a nice guy. But he's dealing with a lot of demons, inner demons. Mm-hmm. And we got to see a lot of that on this episode. And I really enjoyed how we got back into his childhood, his relationship with his mom, his dad, and kind of like where all of this anxiety and depression came from.
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
It's interesting because Toby's always been like the happy-go-lucky guy on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what I love about the fact that they're kind of like peeling away the layers and we're trying to see the core of Toby and doing the flashbacks, which I wish we had some of Beth, but I think we're starting to get into Beth next, is at the core, everyone has a story. Everyone has a moment where they go through something dark, like life's a roller coaster, and we're constantly seeing Toby at the best, being the most supportive, being the funny guy, being the accepting guy, being it... letting it be about everybody else but him, the selfless guy.
Right.
And so now we're finally seeing that just like Kate has had her moments where she's dealing with her weight and not being able to give birth and the death of her father. Now we're finally starting to see what's going on with Toby.
Right.
And I love it because it's kind of humanizing him and it makes me feel like we're really getting to see who Toby is.
Yeah.
And I think too, going back to what you were saying, is that he's always been the happy-go-lucky guy. And I think it's a great way to juxtapose that so many people you think are happy are not necessarily the happiest ones.
Yes.
That sometimes it is a front or a coping mechanism of putting that face on. And I think we're very lucky that we get to see that side of Toby a lot of the time because of the medication. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes that's the route that a lot of people have to take. I think that that's something that I'm really glad that they're addressing that some people do need to take medication, that it's not shameful by any means.
Right.
And I think they just scratched the surface with him.
Yeah.
But really, it being a man, like we saw, I think it was two episodes ago, maybe one episode ago, where Randall and Toby really had that heart-to-heart about being like,
oh, yeah.
Man. Two episodes ago where it was like, man.
When they're in the hospital,
and,
right?
Yes. Okay. And so they're really addressing that, you know, it's kind of a taboo thing for men to not be...
Right.
You we know, have that,
the protector.
It's like that man up, you know,
yes.
don't yeah. cry, you know, and we've, a lot of men growing up, you know, we hear about it. So we choose to like hide our emotions. We think it's more of like survival instinct. It's more of a defense mechanism. And then Kate also says to Toby, thank you for being my rock.
Yeah.
So
she emphasizes that.
Right. But it's like also Toby needs a rock. You know, he needs someone to lean on, to be vulnerable with, you know, to let down that wall. So it's interesting to see what comes up in the next episode.
And I really wonder at that time if they even recognized that it was depression. Because we were only started realizing things are actually depression, like clinically depressed or anxiety recently, like in current years. So were they just thinking like the mom was just crazy or dramatic? The dad obviously was not feeling it. So I wonder if he actually knew, though, or if she knew, the mom, you know, that it's actually depression, what's going on with her.
Right.
I think she caught on to it when he got divorced and when his first wife left him. But it's interesting to see the fan reoccur throughout the season in the episode or through the seasons through the episode where he that was his like mechanism to like drown out the noise and he always had the fan on. So I think that was just something that like they just thought was a nuance, but in reality it was like the thing that calmed him down the most.
I think what I'm really liking about the parallel in this episode, which we'll go into detail obviously when we move on to Beth, is that I'm seeing a similarity between Beth and Toby where it's like that quote what we've been talking about when I first mentioned was check on your strong friend. It's the one that's always constantly someone's rock or there for them or being selfless.
Yeah.
Those are the people you really need to check on because they're suppressing their own inner feelings to be strong for everybody else.
Right.
And I feel like Toby and Beth have absolutely been that. I feel like it's always been about the three, the big three.
Yep.
How they're dealing with all their problems, how Randall had his midlife crisis and his anxiety attack. And then Kevin is like emerging from this actor that just cared about fame into like, this guy that's becoming real and authentic and going through that. Was he engaged? I forget if Kevin was engaged. He wasn't engaged, right?
No, he was never engaged.
He was never engaged, but they were pretty serious. And so it's always been about the big three. And now we're finally seeing that it's not just about the big three.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Beth and Toby. And now we're finally seeing them go through their struggles because I feel like they've always had to put their feelings back, their thoughts back. Beth can't talk about her interviews, and it's always, she's on the sidelines, and even Randall's like, oh, wait, sorry, you went on an interview? I forgot, like, they've always been second, and I feel like always having been second, by their own choice, they're supportive, they're amazing significant others. I'm not discrediting what they're doing, I'm actually like that myself, and so I'm really happy that now the focus is coming on them, not happy that it's in a negative light, but that we're seeing that sometimes you have to look at the strong person.
Right.
They have things that they're going through too that they're just suppressing to make everyone else feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I think the roles were reversed this episode. We're seeing the Pearsons kind of thrive. Even Randall, who had somewhat of an epic fail, he didn't cry and then he handled it better than normal Randall would. So they're all kind of finding themselves this episode while their partners are actually becoming real. Like they're not always strong. They're vulnerable too. So I like that we're seeing them switch this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see how things go along with Toby and Kate on this journey through pregnancy.
Yeah.
Because we've obviously seen them have a miscarriage in previous seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And now that it's been taken and now she is pregnant and they're trying to get him back on the meds, like what's the journey of going back onto meds?
Right.
Or all of that, you know, chaos of like her being pregnant and her emotions and dealing with that. Plus on top of it, trying to juggle and like be his rock now. And like, how is this dynamic going to happen with their relationship?
They got us good. Or they got me good. I didn't think she was going to say she was pregnant, by the way.
That face she gave.
Yeah. I was like, no, why would you do this to us? And then she's like, I'm pregnant. And I was like, yes. But that's still, as you said, that's just the beginning part of the journey. The doctor didn't want to take the case because she was like, even if you get pregnant, your chances of miscarrying is very high.
And also, we saw one of the flashbacks that they left us with last season come to fruition.
I didn't like that. I thought it was going to be a lot more dramatic than that. It was just him in bed.
Oh.
I know, but that's nice to know that it's not like so he's dying.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's yeah. Okay.
Not like, I thought I was like, oh my God, something's happening dramatic. Toby, like he's gonna die.
Yeah.
I'm so much happier with this result. Right. Yeah. I like this way better. We can handle this.
I'm ultimately happy too, but I was just expecting it. Like when you guys mentioned that while we were watching, I'm like, that was it?
Right, yeah. Right.
I was like, I thought, because when it was the Flash, I thought it was like a way flash forward. I thought it was going to be when they're older because he had the beard, but it explains it because he's like out of his like, mind.
Maybe it's like a pivotal turning point. Maybe it doesn't necessarily have to be a flash forward that is going to be like that far in the future like they're doing with Randall's storyline. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's just enough that we realize that this is a moment that we need to pay attention
right.
to.
Right, right.
Because it's a reason they gave it to us last season. Oh, come on. Don't you roll your eyes at me.
I believe that too. Yeah,
I'm glad everyone's okay. Sure. I'm glad everyone's okay. But like I said, I thought it was going to be something.
It could be a big moment. Yeah. We don't know yet.
Right, right.
And I love Mia Toby. I'm glad Toby's, well, I mean, he's not okay, but I'm.
I love Toby. Well, you see Toby and Kate's, their roles, like you mentioned, their roles are going to be switching very soon. Mm-hmm. And then now she's pregnant. So then comes with, you know, sickness, comes with a lot of other things. Yeah. And her weight's, you know, not the best to be carrying a child. And then now you have Toby, which is going through his situation. And then getting back on meds now, that's a whole nother, like, story. Because your body can be immune to it now. It can cause, you know, sickness. And just,
you can have withdrawals, a bunch of things.
Withdrawals, yeah. And so we're going to see, like, a lot of that. And I'm kind of scared for their relationship. I just don't like rock their relationship. I know.
Also, what about work? Because she said that the job that she does barely pays the gas bill.
Right.
I'm assuming he's a breadwinner. Working,
exactly.
So if he can't go to work at this point,
what does Toby do?
We don't know. Does anyone know what Toby does?
Besides play video games when he's having like a meltdown.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? I was actually, I like to look at parallels as I was thinking about Toby and then I was thinking about Jack and how they both had really bad father figures.
Mm. Mm.
But yet, I don't know why, I just know Toby's going to be a good father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I can just feel, and it goes to that quote about nurture versus nature. You're either going to become them or you're so repelled by the experience that you want to be the opposite.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
We look at Jack, his father was terrible, like not even a good father. And then also we looked at Toby's flashback. Yeah. And then, of course, you have Kevin, who's not really like Jack. We're hoping if he has kids, he becomes like Jack. But then Randall is an amazing father.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Jack. So it's like both ways. You can either become them or you just become the opposite of them.
Yeah.
At the end, it's all up to the person, honestly. Man, my grandmother used to say, like, you can raise all the children in the same house, the same parents, but they're all going to turn out totally different.
Yeah.
And it's so true.
So true.
Isn't that fascinating?
Right.
I mean, we could go into philosophical conversations all night long, but you guys had mentioned Randall and Beth and a lot of her journey and seeing those roles reverse and switch for them. How did you guys feel about Randall and his, like, first meeting?
Mm. Oh, no. Oh, he has a lot to say. Like, it's like that.
Okay, go. Take it. Go.
Randall's so extra. That's all I'm saying. He's just extra.
I think he went in over his head.
Yeah.
Just because your father's from there doesn't necessarily mean you're from there. Like, you don't know much. You know, being a black man growing up in the country, obviously, he's been through a lot of stuff, but not as much as, like, you would be in certain other areas. You know what I mean? He was very protected, very sheltered growing up. So I think his approach to that was just a little off.
His approach to everything is like that. It's he just grips that sand. With everything, though.
I mean, you're not going to attack someone that's been doing something for 20 years or 30 years, you know, and then tell them, no, it's wrong. We got to do something else. You know, it's going to be some hesitance there. You know, it's going to be some uproar. So you have to approach it in a better way. And I just think that food idea, I mean, that was pretty much it. They were all in the food.
They were like,
where's my name? No, I'm there. So, yeah, I didn't like his approach. I knew what he was doing. I know where he was going with it. But it's just not how you attack people like that. That knew someone in leadership for so long, you know.
How did you feel about it? Because I feel like you've got some strong opinions over there, too.
Not strong opinions. I just feel like I was super naive to the whole situation. I feel like I was a Randall. Maybe because I grew up in the suburbs, too. And so I just feel like, yeah, he's saying the right thing. This guy, I get you know him. He's your neighbor. He's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not doing anything for the community.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, Randall, you go. Until he called them complacent. I was like, that's probably not the word to use. But I thought they were going to be with him. And I was shocked to see that they, like, booed him. I didn't get it until that last speech with the owner. And I was like, oh.
And I don't even think it comes from the place of like, I think it literally comes from them being like, oh, you think you're better than us?
Right.
That you can fix this and we haven't been able to fix it?
Exactly.
And your white collar and your
coat. Exactly. It comes from the disparity between like economic status.
Right.
And like anybody that is at a higher level that says I can fix you makes me feel like you're ostracizing me and putting me down and making me feel less than
you. Yeah.
Rather than coming from a place of like, which I'm sure Randall's intentions were the best.
Yeah.
He only wants to come from a place of love to help, but it comes from a place of like, oh, you think you're better than me because you've had all this privilege and this spoon in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
No. You've never had to deal with all of this stuff. So those broken streetlights you may think you can fix.
Right.
Right. It's like what Chi-Chi was saying. Yeah. She was like, oh, you just came in here and looked at everything that you needed to fix.
Right.
But you didn't want to get to know us. And I realized that in that moment. Yeah. Like, I was with Randall, but I see it. I was thinking, fix that. You're not really trying to connect with the people.
No, like I said, he just went about it the wrong way. Like, what you do is you listen.
Yeah.
You listen to everyone.
Are you They'll learning tell you the
problem. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Let me do it.
Are we?
No, that's the thing, though. You listen to the people because, you know, they'll tell you what's going on instead of telling them everything that's wrong.
Yeah.
And in all types of society, black, white, Asian, whatever, doesn't matter what culture, there's always a division between, economic status and then also just color status, whether you're lighter or darker, you know, it's all that. So he has to take a lot of that stuff into account and he just wasn't ready for that.
Yeah. Speaking of that, everybody go vote.
Right.
Go vote because we are voting in the
Let
next
your
few
voice
weeks.
Be heard.
We're not going to tell you to vote week? For, but please make the right choice.
Right.
Exactly. Please just go vote. Be informed.
I was just going to say, yourself. But just vote.
Can I write it on here? No.
Y'all, I got so mad today because I had some friends that said they weren't going to vote and I just walked out.
Uh-oh.
So I'm just going to leave it at that. Please go vote.
Yes.
Please go vote.
You know,
perfect timing.
You know what my thoughts on Randall was? Because I'm not going to even go deep to the political part.
Yeah.
I just love that he's 100% Randall.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
He's just literally all or nothing. And so even when he's, like, overbearing and, like, suffocating, I just love him because he's just true to himself. And that's why we love him and he's one of our favorite characters because he cares so much, but he just doesn't know how to shut it off.
Right.
And that's great.
I loved when he was in line and the little old lady was like, are you eating them food for like? No, ma'am, I'm so sorry. Go back about your business.
He's like, oh, got one left. Okay, all right, got one left. Great. He's just so awkward and so like nerdy.
Right.
I love that.
You know what I found was interesting though is that even when Beth voiced, not last episode, the episode before, that, hey, I lost my job. Like, you're sitting here still talking about the home, but I lost my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was interesting that now, what, two episodes later, he's still all about Randall.
Yeah.
And he goes,
yeah.
Oh, wait, you had an interview today. How did that go?
Right.
That's him trying.
Yeah, he was. He was trying.
No, he's trying, but he's just, I love Randall.
Try a little harder, Randall.
Just a little bit.
Beth is such a champion, though. I mean,
right.
She's a gem. She's a queen.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's literally a queen.
She is.
But to see her in that interview, I just felt for her. Because, I mean, I've been there when, like, you're trying to push through, not necessarily in the same scenario, but you're really trying to be okay with the elephant in the room. And someone brings it up.
Right.
And you're just trying so hard to swallow it and keep your poise, and you just can't.
Right.
Like, it just comes up. And, like, that's just human, like, you can't hide as much. I wonder, do you think that she went back into the room?
That's great. I actually felt like she left.
Yeah,
I thought she left and didn't tell Randall the whole situation.
Right. That's what I was.
Because when she got in that car and she said it was great, I'm going to wait for that offer. And she got in the car and her face.
Yeah.
Right.
That's exactly when I thought, okay, so she.
Because she's always trying to be strong.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to lie. I think they didn't show us fully because it could have gone the other way. Like we might see it. I guess this is a prediction. But I was thinking to myself, if I was hiring somebody and they worked somewhere for so long and they had that outstanding of a recommendation from like one of the top executives in the company and it just worked out that they had to shuffle people out and I was like, wow, this woman is so invested in her job. Like she would be a great asset. So I'm hoping they just didn't show us that and then they're going to show it to us in the next episode. like in the middle
hopefully
of her
positive. Yeah, I don't know.
She left and they still want to meet with her again.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know,
because she was really trying to hold it back. I mean, yeah, you can't help working 12 years. You guys, marriages don't even last 12 years. Think about it, 12 years where you spend 5 days a week minimum, probably 5 days a week, at least 8 to 10 hours a week. Those people become your family.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, yes.
Yeah, even if you want to or not.
Mm-hmm. I was like, we're in California. The divorce rate is very high over here. But they're not in California.
We went there, right? They're not getting divorced, guys. That's not a prediction. Yeah. Randall and Beth will stay together.
No, I'm not saying they're getting divorced. I'm saying, obviously, this job, 12 years, that's a huge commitment. That's a lifetime of relationships and people you care about. So... I would think as an employer, and I've worked at large companies before and I've hired people, that I would find that as like a great attribute. Yeah. Like, wow, she cared about her job that much that in another interview, because it wasn't like she wasn't talking shit about the company. She wasn't saying, oh my God, they got rid of me and this and I can't believe they did that. She just got emotional. And to me, I don't think that's a deal breaker. But then again, I'm not the one hiring her.
Right.
So I'm hoping that was the case.
She's loyal.
She loves her job.
She was loyal.
Yeah. And we love our job.
We love our job. And you guys are loyal as well. After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans like we do. But... we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional, okay? So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll shout you out on the show. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes! Subscribe! Yes. Hit that subscribe button.
Subscribe.
But can we give a shout out to someone who subscribed?
Oh, actually, we do have a shout out today. Let me pull it out my hand.
Shout out.
My scroll in the future. Yes, we have Hippie Witch Gal. Witch Gal.
That's a fun name.
Oh, yeah, yes. Right?
Shout out to Hippie Witch Girl on her prediction. She had a really cool one. We were talking about it.
Uh-huh.
She believes that Nick killed himself. Yes, in battle. And Jack doesn't tell anyone to protect his honor. So Hippie Witch Girl, I thought that was a really
cool prediction. That's a pretty well thought out prediction.
Right.
I'm not sure if that's what's going to happen, but it may explain why he's so affected by his brother's death and that he doesn't want to talk about it. Are you dying over there?
I don't like this prediction.
Oh, I thought it's your hiccups. I'm like, is your hiccups making you choke?
If I had hiccups, you would know. I don't like that prediction, so we'll talk about our own predictions later.
Yeah, we'll do that later.
Great prediction for you. You did a great job, Hippie Witch Gal. I just don't like
Hippie
it
because
I don't
But I will tell you something.
To be my answer.
If I were to think about the writers of This Is Us, which I've always talked about how excellent they are in bringing up important topics, this is something that I think they might bring to the table.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. So I'm agreeing that it's kind of a sad topic to talk about. But think about it. We're talking about veterans. We're talking about PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing, depression. Aside from...
And his depression.
Anxiety.
Depression.
And the letter he wrote.
Right.
And the whole reason why Jack went out there.
Mm, yeah, exactly.
He was, okay, we got to
it. It was like
these.
A cry for help.
We'll say this is your prediction, but I think that was an excellent prediction. And I think that if it's not that, at some point, that is what's left, especially with what's going on in like the world and the mental health awareness. And they're talking about all these kinds of topics. Yeah. That would be the next thing for them to bring to the table.
All right.
Another thing they brought to the table, writers. Though, this week is interracial relationships.
Yep.
And I really enjoyed that.
I loved it. I loved it, yes. Because that's a big one. And I really loved the way that they address both sides of the relationship in a very, I don't know, just a great way of seeing, like, to be honest, I loved Kevin's perspective because the fact that he didn't notice means that it wasn't from this sense of like he didn't care about them.
Right. He's not ignorant. Right.
He doesn't see that there's even an issue about their relationship, that should even be a thought.
Right. Because he's so thoughtful. He's got her silk pillowcase.
And I was like, oh my God, that's so nice.
Right.
Well, why did you think that?
First of all, okay. Okay, they're going to butcher me for this. So
no, they won't.
It's all right. Yeah.
It's all good.
No, by them I mean you guys. So it's not about me being ignorant. I didn't know what, I thought that she was talking about the silk pillowcase. I didn't even think it because she was a diva. I made the joke that my sisters always tell me, Lena, you're getting at that age where you need to start taking care of your skin. Uh-huh. And you need a silk pillowcase because it prevents wrinkles.
Right.
And there's like true. The doctor, the nurse Jamie, whatever her name is that everybody yeah. goes to, she says it's really important to get a nurse silk Jackie. Pillowcase. No, Nurse Jamie.
Nurse Jamie? Oh.
The one that all like, Oops. She's like big on Instagram. She has like the so facial sorry. Roller. Anyways. So my sisters are like, hey, you need to get a silk pillowcase. It's good. It's like something about the oils in your face and then it won't get in your hair. And then you looked at me, Paris is like, but that's not why I don't think she's getting a silk pillowcase. And I like that you told me because...
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you just don't know. Yeah, Kevin. Why would you know? He was just naive.
I mean, Kevin didn't know.
He was naive to a lot of things. Honestly, I didn't know, and I had a sister. I have a sister and a mom, and I didn't really. I'm yeah. sorry. Just, but yeah, I mean, I think at that point at the store,
would you get a girl a silk pillowcase? Would you go to the store and yeah. buy her a silk pillowcase?
Why
don't
not?
Lie to us.
Actually, I wouldn't go to the store. I'll just order online.
Amazon, Amazon Prime,
yeah. Amazon.
Right.
Delivered.
It was a nice color too. Sorry, go ahead.
It was a very nice color. I don't know, what would you call that? Like a dirty, what was that?
It was like a mustard.
A mustard?
No, like it was a dirt gold.
It was a dark gold or something like that. Like a dark gold. Oh anyway.
I'm two for two right
it
now.
It was gold okay? fit for a
Get
queen.
It yeah. No, but at the store, like it was just, it's a thing where Zoe has to think about whether she wants to deal with that. Moving forward, because mm-hmm. obviously interracial couples, they go through a lot of things with different cultures and all that, which it shouldn't make a difference to anyone, but it does. So it's just one of those things that you kind of have to educate your significant other mm-hmm. at the same time while being in a relationship. So it's just hard.
Yeah.
It makes for interesting conversations.
Right. Yeah. It does. It does. It's all about learning and growing.
I mean, he has Beth and Randall in his life, and Beth's pretty vocal.
Yeah.
Right, but he's never dated
Ben. Yeah, it's
and
really
also
different.
He's a brother.
It's
really and they're brother yeah. relationships. Like right. there's things that you just don't know. And like
I mean like he's understanding. Like he's
exactly.
I
he's
like
open.
I don't think he was being ignorant no. at the thing. He was just kind of like, oh well, I don't pay attention to
exactly.
like ignorance like
right.
that.
Yeah. It's not it's just not just don't even know about it, but it just needs to be brought to his attention because it will happen moving forward yeah. even yeah. more.
I think it's just because I've had that exact situation happen. Literally, like, I was in a store, and I was with my husband, who is white, uh-huh. and I was being followed. Just me. And I'm like, oh, my God, do you see that they're following me? He's like, who? When? Where? Mm-hmm. Why? And I'm like, how do you miss this?
Right.
He's like, I don't think it was because you're black. And I'm just like, all right. You know? And it is a little bit frustrating. It's not like, oh, my God, my husband's racist because he doesn't realize. But the ignorance is a real thing.
Right.
And it does take a toll because you want someone to understand. You don't have to explain over mm-hmm. and over, well, they're actually following me because of this reason, or she's being rude to me because of that. You kind of just want them to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So it can take a toll on a relationship.
And that's I've been true. On the opposite end of the spectrum to where I've been in Kevin's situation where I'm like, because I don't see,
right.
I don't see the issue. I mean, I'm clearly with this person for a reason. So I don't like, obviously you're protective. And I think if he would have noticed, he would have gotten very defensive and like protected her.
For sure.
But it's also that like oblivious of like, I'm fine with this, so the whole world should be fine with this kind of thing, too.
Yeah.
So I appreciate...
Doesn't work like that.
I know. But I appreciate the fact that they did a great
but
job
let me,
showing both.
Let me clarify, let me clarify my point. With Kevin, I wasn't saying that just because Randall is married to Beth, that he should know that his girlfriend's going to want a silk pillow. What I meant was that, if you remember in the flashback at prom, he saw that Randall went to pick up his date, and the dad's like, I can't do this. He was with that cute little redheaded girl, and the mom was super nice, and I feel like the mom was like open and understanding, and then the dad was like, no. I'm saying it like, I think because he's been around it,
he's been
the token white family with the adopted black kid. Like, he's seen it his whole life. So that's why he's like, not that he's... you know, no offense to your husband, but not like that. No, babe, that's not why. I'm not saying that, like, kind of ignorance, that he's kind of like, yeah, but I've seen this. Like, I don't pay mind to it because it's stupid.
Right.
Like, I'm pretty sure Kevin, we're going to see more flashbacks. Dude, how many times has there been where they've come into situations where I'm sure something's happened?
Yeah.
The thing that they have, that their relationship, Kevin and Zoe, they have an upper hand in a lot of other interracial couples because he's been exposed to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's been exposed to it, so he's able to adapt and able to understand a little bit more. Now it's just that he just needs to be like get used
aware
mm-hmm. and get used to like dating someone like that now, because it's totally different.
But I loved the conversation that she had with, was that his wife or daughter, or do we know?
I'm guessing wife. They didn't really specify that.
Right. Mm-hmm. But
Besides they the key
didn't really
lime
specify
pie.
At all who she was. She was just this wonderful woman that had a great
pie.
Smile.
Make some good pie.
She made some good key lime pie. We think yeah. it was good.
Right.
Yeah.
I assume it was good. That
but sounds interracial sad. Relationships is hard. It's even when you have different religions, it's really hard.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, the U.S. and the world is, I mean, hopefully getting to a point where there's going to be a lot of mixes of religions and cultures, and so hopefully people just become a lot more open-minded to that.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, no relationship is freaking easy.
No.
He might not understand or be understanding, and she might get annoyed with that, but I'm sure, like, the way he's treating her, he's, like, worshiping her right now.
which is funny, different than what he did last time.
But right. you know what's
last,
funny?
Last
you know
relationship.
Okay, oh. I have to say it. I just have to say this. I love Kevin. But I feel like a lot of the reason why he's cheating her the way he is and not his previous relationship is because she's like, whoa, wait, we're not in a relationship or just
yeah.
hold it.
Yep.
She's the one that has the ball on
she's
her court.
Back.
Beth is the one that said, hey, she's going to break your heart. And I feel like, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it, is when a woman doesn't let the guy think she has it all, isn't chasing after him, isn't, oh my God, are you okay? Oh my God, this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When she stands her ground and she's like, hey, I don't, wait,
playing hard
we're
again.
Not in a relationship. We're seeing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Playing hard to get. I don't want to say that, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, treating herself as a high-value woman.
Yeah.
He's running and buying you pillowcases.
Right.
Not missing your gala. And I get it. At the gala, there was more to it, and he was having a rough patch, but I think it has a lot more to do with her standing.
Well,
her
I
job.
Need to take her page out. We need to do the hair flip.
Hey, every dating relationship advice book that I've ever come across, every TED Talk, every everything says, it is a human nature. Man is a caveman. He wants to work harder for what he can't get.
Man.
Man. Woman. Hunt.
Made to work. And women were made to love. So there you go.
Aww. Well, we're over here like men.
It's like, here you go. No.
Listen,
we're going to do this for our special segment coming up. Zoe, same with the 1-5 tissues. Just throwing it out there. There you go.
And I want to clarify. Zoe's not being a bad girl. She's just literally standing her ground. She's like, hey, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's just slow it down.
Yeah.
Slow.
And I like
seeing
that. I like seeing that from the
nanny
other side.
The nanny doesn't like that. Yes. Manny? Is it the Manny? Nanny?
Yeah.
The Manny doesn't like
Manny.
It.
Manny.
The Manny. But I loved that was her moment that she decided that you're worth it.
Right.
Because yeah. she was having that big turmoil and that conversation of like, is he worth all of that?
Right.
Is he worth the struggle of like defending our relationship to the world? Is he worth explaining all of this stuff to him? Everything, every ounce of our relationship is going to be work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this worth it?
And right. I think someone is worth it too if they actually want to learn.
Yeah.
Like if right, they're not exactly. like, no, I got open. It. I had a brother who was black. Then it's just like, okay, you know
then
what?
Like, yeah. Like, I got that one friend that's
right.
black.
I feel like he wasn't dismissing her.
He
was like, yeah.
And I also thought, I'm like, you are worth it, Kevin. I liked you. He was listening. And he was like, so
oblivious. And the pillow
oblivious.
Was gold, not yeah. white. That means it won't look as dirty. He's a keeper.
That means something.
Just that little bit of detail, guys. You gotta keep it.
He probably was like the only silk pillow that was there.
Probably.
But
he's like, do
he
I give it black?
The right color.
That'd be racist. No. Gold.
Look at the color.
He's like, gold is fit for a queen.
But I will say Kevin is really at a 360.
Yeah.
And the way that
180.
He's...
Sorry, I had to.
Well, yeah, 180.
180, fine.
Yeah. I used to always say 362, sorry.
360 would have been the same.
He's had a 180.
Yeah, that's true.
Moment.
Or like a 170, like, we still don't quite know yet.
I'm going to forget my point now.
So yeah, it's retracting that.
It's fine.
3-3, man. Oh.
Well, outside of the relationship conversations, they were going on a very specific road trip
right.
to go and meet with this one last man that knew his father in a time that he knows nothing about in Vietnam. And I thought their conversations were interesting because he taught him about his father as well, of being like, my dad had alcoholism and he dealt with that because I'm assuming the war. And he's like, you know, he wasn't a mechanic, right?
Right.
So I think it was a very big wake-up call for him to realize what his dad actually did while he was over there. Because
mm-hmm.
that's almost really scary for anyone and disheartening to know that, like, my person that I loved was put in that type of danger.
Right.
Like, it's almost like, how do you react to that?
Yeah, it's crazy. My uncle was a ranger in Vietnam, and, like, those ones, like, right on there, sniping, everything. And it was a terrible, like, war.
It was one of the worst wars.
One of the worst wars ever in history. But then it's like, you think about Kevin's hunger to know this and where it comes from and, like, his relationship with his dad before he died and all that stuff, you know, and... And it really stuck out to me. The guy said, you know, be pretty much in so many words, be careful. You might find out something you don't want to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when he said that, I'm like, okay, something's going to happen. So a prediction just really came out there. But yeah, it was interesting convo that they had. We revealed a lot of stuff, and I just felt like it was a nice way to bring in the traumatic PTSD and depression and all that as well. And so we'll see.
Yeah. It was, I think, because I wasn't here last week, so two episodes ago, I had brought up the fact that he had a prosthetic leg. Remember, I think it was you who didn't notice that. And then I think it was myself and then Keith. We said, I think he saved his life. And that's what we ended up finding out. Yeah. It's like, your dad saved my life.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because Kevin talked a lot about asking questions. Was that a lie? Because I don't remember him really asking questions.
He barely asked questions.
Yeah, and that's what I thought was weird.
I don't know if he did, but it's one of those things that, like, I mean, my grandfather served in both Vietnam and Korea, so it's one of those that, like, they never, they don't bring it up.
They just don't talk about it.
And again, it was one of the worst wars, and if you really listen to the way that it was handled and then the way that they were trying to get men back into the country and not understanding PTSD, like, it really was one of the most traumatic situations for all these men that did serve. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like he probably did ask a little bit as a child, but knew, like, he'd gotten shut down so many times. It's one of those taboo things that you just don't bring up anymore.
You guys know there's, like, I saw this on Instagram. Sometimes I love Instagram because you see these little things that you never knew existed. And it's a place for vets with PTSD, and they pair them together with wolves.
Wolves.
But, like, not a domesticated wolf. It's literally in, like, a cabin in a mountain. I wish I remember the name. But there's a video, and it's, like, a documentary-type video, and they show how they build a bond. Because, you know, like, wolves have, like, a wolf pack.
Right, yeah.
And they build a bond. I thought, I was like, wow, I wish they had more programs like this.
That's fascinating.
And that's why I love, as you mentioned, that they're bringing up topics like this. But, I mean, I say that every episode. I sound like a broken record.
I just love writers of This Is Us.
Well, I think it leads into, like, their conversation and what they left with the note is definitely leading into a lot of our predictions coming up in a minute. But before we hop into predictions, the one last thing I do want to talk about is Miguel.
And I love Miguel now! What a change of heart!
I know!
I know! I know! I know what you guys are thinking. Miguel, I know what you're saying. I've been here 3 seasons. She's been a Miguel hater. I wasn't a Miguel hater, but they weren't making him look the best. I always said I didn't really care for Miguel because in the beginning, they always made him look like he was, like, swooping in, like he's like that bird trying to get the fish out of the water. But then they showed the flashback where Jax made him promise. And then they're showing him doing the refrigerator. Because all we saw was, like, he went in the DM. He, like, hit her in the DM. Hey, by the way.
She's making it futuristic over here.
Yeah. Right. He didn't hit her up on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Literally hit her in the DM. I didn't make that up.
Sorry. I just Facebook was around. Facebook, you don't call it DMs, do you?
Direct message.
Instant message. I am.
No, it's still direct message.
All right. Whatever. Okay, DMs.
Either way. So they just showed him always, like, eyeing her and, like, kind of swooning towards her. They never showed him, which is what we saw today. Yeah. So thank God it took you 3 seasons for me to be open-minded and take back all the crap I've been saying the last 3 seasons where he took care of Kevin after prom when he was drunk. He helped her with the refrigerator. He just really was there for her, and he's following through the promise.
Mm-hmm. And even when he was working on the refrigerator and she was like, you don't have to do this, he was like, yes, Rebecca, I do.
You have no idea.
And the way that he said it was very much, like, indicative of the conversation that he had with Jack. And I don't know, I really loved the conversation that he had with Randall. I just thought that was really sweet. I don't know, maybe just because I relate to it, like, my family's background and all that stuff. I just really liked it. I was like, oh, found something in there.
Yeah. And then Randall, Randall just, like, brushed it off.
Yeah.
I was like, but that was a good speech.
Yeah. And when you're in high school, it's just like,
blah, blah, blah. I wanted Kevin to stick up for him a little bit more, though. Right. Kevin's also in high school, but
dude, he just let Everyone's a mess in high school, you guys. He was a mess. Everybody's a mess.
He just let his brother not go to prom.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Well, he didn't go to prom either.
No, he went. He just got drunk.
I think he got drunk in the limo.
Did he?
I don't think he even made it.
I thought he did make it.
Though. I think he made it because it seemed like hours later, and Miguel was like, oh, you're home early. You should still be at prom, you know? So.
Got it. He spiked the punch a couple times.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah, his own punch.
He found all the little bottles in there.
Right. He's made a complete 180.
I'm not going to let you keep that down.
I'm kidding. I swear to God, I probably said that for the last 20 years. And my sister's like, Lena 180.
For those of you that are listening to the podcast on either iTunes or Spotify, I'm rolling my eyes at her. You just can't see my sarcasm on my face.
I just admitted that I've been saying that for a very long time.
I know. She's empathizing with you.
Oh, thank you for your
empathy. Right.
Because, you know, they're going to come at you in the chat. 180. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. We love you guys.
180. 360.
Well, going from 180 from the beginning of the episode till now. See how I did that? Yeah.
But listen, I'm going to back myself up again. We're going to go back to this Miguel thing. I just remembered that they also showed that he was cheating on his wife. Remember?
Miguel?
In the first season, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why him and his wife broke up. So they weren't always, like, showing him in the best light.
No.
That's true. That's
She's,
true.
Like, really trying to back up for him. Really
it's okay. We all didn't like him.
Yeah.
You're not alone. I'm just now starting to like him.
Right.
Me too.
We're finding the truth.
I started liking him when they had that group chat. Remember they made the joke at the retreat when, I think it was the Alcoholic Anonymous retreat that Kevin went to? And Beth, Toby, and Miguel were joking about their little separate chat. I want to be a part of that chat.
I want to see what kind of emojis they're using.
I want to get into this tearjerker moment.
Oh, yes.
We're running out of time. I'm not trying to miss this.
So,
because we haven't heard Candace cry enough.
Again, facial expressions.
I don't think I have.
You have not seen me cry. I have cried on air before.
Oh.
Just to fair warning.
I'm ready for this. Let's go.
I did. Yeah.
I must have been there. Because I would have totally brought that
up. Literally, like, tears started streaming, and someone in the chat was like, Candace, don't cry. It's okay.
I can't take it.
I was probably when Jack died, and we actually saw that.
Oh, because that was...
Yeah, I think that's what I did.
That was a sad
but
one.
But our special segment is our tearjerker moment. So we have a ranking from 1 to 5. 1 being the least tear, like you had 1 tear shed, or just a heartwarming moment. 5, you're full-on sobbing. We're all going to share our own tearjerker moments. So... Since you're new, why don't you take it away first?
Thanks. Yeah. Well, guys, it takes me a lot to cry. But I did have a nice warm feeling.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give it to Toby and Kate when she found out she was pregnant.
Oh, You don't have to act it out, but
all
right.
That was an exciting moment just because of everything this couple has been through. And just to see that exciting going from 8 eggs to like 5 to 2 and just to seeing that on Kate's face, it was awesome.
Mine, I'll do a... I did have tears. When did I have tears? What part of the episode did I have tears?
With Toby.
Yes. So I'm going to give it a...
It obviously wasn't that sentimental if I had to remind you.
Again, 3.
I thought that was the right one.
3.
3 because I have 2 different moments. So 1 gets 2 and 1 gets 2. Or 1 gets 1. Oh, that's math.
Can you take my moment? And does that count as my moment? Because I can't think of one.
Sure. So 1 is Toby whenever not only did they find out that they're having the baby, but that moment that he just collapsed. Mm-hmm. And anytime I see a man cry, I'm just like, oh God, I can't do this. But... to see him fully, like, break down. It wasn't just a crying. It was, like, a full-on, like, collapse. You need to hold me. I cannot deal with this. And I think it was just so overwhelming that he's been holding the dam together and the floodgates just opened. And that one just made me, like, really well up. And to see Kate not know what to do and, like, to try and handle it just... I felt like it was a very realistic moment.
Yeah.
I think they did a wonderful job with it. And then my other one was a heartwarming moment, which was when he gave her the pillowcase.
Oh.
I thought that was beautiful.
All right, pass those tissues on over.
She's like, a guy can change.
Right.
Yes.
Oh my God, what was mine again? Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to do 1.
Oh.
You want one? It's always just 1. Yeah, right? Actually, can I take one of yours? Let's not waste these tissues. All right.
I went to 2.
1 is for... I have 2 moments, actually.
Okay.
1 was with young Kate and Rebecca at the piano.
Oh, yes.
It gave me the chills. I don't know why. Mm. It just was like, you know, they're bonding through music. And I just know it literally gave me the chills. I don't know why, so I have to mention it. And the other one, just because, you know, I like to relate to the show. So it's the wife, maybe, of Mr. Robinson. Robinson? Is that the... When she's telling Zoe that, you know, like, if he's worth it, you have to know what you can handle type thing. And I'm just like, it just made me in my feelings. So I had to give those both 1. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Awesome.
Perfect.
So, perfect, darling.
We're going to conserve the tissues. I have 2 ones, and they both kind of go in the same moment that I said earlier. And it's not actually heartwarming. it didn't make me cry. It just, I would say it touched home is what I talked about earlier, where I feel like in this episode with between Beth and Toby, them both kind of having their moments where they've broken down is like the person that's been there for everybody, that's been the strongest, that tries to be selfless, finally like their moment of breaking down happens. Mm-hmm. And that just kind of hit home for me because sometimes, you know, I always feel like there's things going on in my family, people around me, and I'm always trying to be the strongest and help and all those things. And then you kind of get lost in other people's problems. And because you're trying so hard to be strong, you end up like pushing down any kind of like feelings of negativity or stress that you have. And all that ends up happening is that shit just goes and then it explodes.
It pops. Yep.
Well, I think that leads perfectly into our predictions because we are running out of time.
Okay. Because mine's the most obnoxious.
Oh, God.
The lady in the photo.
I think we might be on the same page, but we might have different predictions. So
no, mine you were laughing about because it was ridiculous. Or did you laugh? You weren't here. You're in the bathroom.
Oh.
That. They have a long-lost half-sibling.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I was there,
I thought you guys were laughing at me.
No,
so,
keep going.
They're going to go to Vietnam. And I don't think that Jack knows this, by the way. But they're going to go to Vietnam. And they're going to find out that they have a long-lost half-Vietnamese sibling. Between Jack and the woman, because he's gonna go with the necklace and like go ask questions because he has the necklace that she was wearing. They're gonna find out that they had some kind of relationship, and I'm not gonna say she died because if she died then they can't have a kid, so she's alive and they have a kid, and then we're gonna call Mari and do a paternity test.
I gotta call Mari,
of course. Well, going off of that,
you never watched episodes of Mari? Yes. You are not the father.
And they're like, yeah. We've had so many pop culture references this entire episode.
Mari on this
Please
is
give us,
us
like oh, a God. Tabulation of how many pop culture references we have had. Going off of that, I'm interested to see how he finds out where they were located because he does not, the gentleman that they were talking to, Mr. Robinson? I thought it was Robinson.
Doesn't it have coordinates on the necklace?
Does it have coordinates on the necklace?
I think it had numbers on the necklace.
Oh, really?
Oh, I thought it was a wheel.
I thought it was like a design.
But here's my thing. He left before they got put in that location on that assignment. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't know where that place was in the picture. Unless Jack wrote about it in the letter and wrote something about her and wrote about where he was.
Exactly.
But knowing that time, you're not allowed to tell where you're at. Because your assignments are so top secret. And if anyone could get in contact of your letters and correspondence, you couldn't put where you were at. So I'm interested to see how he finds the woman. Because I do agree with you. I think he has a long lost sibling. Mm. I agree with that.
Well,
I
think son.
I'm going to take it after because it's kind of going off the woman as well. Okay. I have a different take on the woman.
Oh.
I think she's actually Nick's girlfriend. And I think that was Nick's chain that she gave to, that Nick gave to her, and then she gave to Jack.
Why can't you just give us the half Vietnamese sibling? Why?
Get to her. How did Nick get to her, though? Because Jack went to go find Nick and met the woman before he went to go find Nick.
That's true.
Wait,
I got another one. Go ahead. It's a dark one, but I also think that Kate and Toby, I think the baby's going to be a stillborn.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I really do. And I think it's going to lead to turmoil in their relationship, and that's why he wasn't wearing his ring in that future clip.
Right.
Well, you got to take it there, man.
Sorry.
She's going to start crying. One of my predictions was they're going to have a stillbirth as well. But with Nick...
Why do you guys have to do that?
This is us.
Right?
Like, this is what...
But that's why I think they're not going to do that, because then it would be... No, because then it would be... No, they had the miscarriages. Like, you don't got to go that far.
Let them have the baby.
Just let them have
the damn baby.
Also, Nick... I think Nick... I think he committed a war crime and died in war. Was possibly going AWOL. I think there was something like that happened. That's the reason why Jack is like that. It's cutting it off. And I think the woman... I think the woman saved Jack's life. I don't think it's a... I think it's something made a... It grew into a romance, but I don't think it, like, stuck. I think it was like, okay, you saved my life, and then we hung out. We were together, like, all this time. I really like this girl. Gave her the necklace, blah, blah, blah.
I just think she had some kind of impact in his life because the way she was acting, or the way he was, sorry, Jack was acting on that date with Rebecca, he was so... He said to her, I finally feel like I'm home. I felt like he had maybe given up on love and hope, and then that's when he saw Rebecca and kind of like found he's like a lion with a baby llama. So that's why I do think there's at least some kind of an emotional love connection.
Definitely.
But then it didn't end well. So I don't know which way or why. But
we shall see.
We got a necklace out of it.
Yeah.
And we also have a big blow up with Beth and her dealing with her depression and dealing with her issues. So we've got a lot coming up.
We got to pray for Beth.
We've got to pray for all of them.
Right.
And Denise.
And for me next week.
Hopefully you get 180 through.
What's next week?
Sorry, if,
as long as you can get that down, we're good.
This is going to be fun. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, let's
I'm
do
ready
it.
For it. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us this week. We obviously had a lot to talk about on this episode, and I love the predictions. I'm liking this panel.
Yeah, right.
It's a lot of
fun.
I
like the energy.
We full.
It's a good
we full.
You are you guys not like the father.
I'm not the father.
You guys, no, it is the I'm best. Not. Most irrelevant talk show to ever watch.
Yeah.
I'm just
it's been going on for years.
Yeah. And it's still going.
Right.
It's still going.
The split screens kill me.
I can't.
I can't either. My name's Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
What's up, guys? You can follow me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. Also, check me out next week for The Walking Dead.
Ooh. And I'm Lena Norrie. You can find me all over the internet at Lena Norrie, including on YouTube. And I love you guys. You are not the father.
Hey, guys, you can find me on the gram at Paris Rose and on Twitter at Paris Rose TV.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.